Wes Montgomery was ready for a cold beer and a willing woman. Okay, maybe just the cold beer, since he didn't exactly have a woman to go home to like the other men in his family and inner circle. But he had a damn good beer at home. He rubbed the back of his neck and squinted down at his agenda for the rest of the afternoon. He probably should have written it down in a notebook to carry with him down to the job site, but he lived and breathed through his tablet. It connected to his phone, laptop, and computer, and was constantly backed up in two places. Why would he risk very detailed organization with something that could blow away on a windy day when they were in the middle of tearing down walls and putting in plumbing? As soon as he thought about the wind, a hard breeze slid across his skin, and he looked up at the nearly clear blue sky. Since they were in Denver, the weather could shift at any moment, but for now, there were only a few white and fluffy clouds in the sky, and most of them surrounded the tall, jagged peaks of the Rocky Mountains. He couldn't help but smile at the grand scenery that not only reminded him how small some of his worries were in the grand scheme of things, but also told him what direction west was at all times. Seriously, he had no idea how people outside the area ever knew where to drive without a GPS if they didn't have the long line of mountains and foothills telling them where to go. "So you're daydreaming in the middle of the day now. Did you put that in your planner?" Wes lowered his head and flipped off his twin as Storm strolled in. He narrowed his eyes, though, once he saw that the other man was in work boots and his usual threadbare flannel shirt, as if Storm were planning to work on site today. Considering that he'd just recovered from a near-fatal accident, Wes hoped that wasn't the case. He didn't want to have to beat his brother's ass for stupidity. The two of them weren't identical, but of the eight Montgomery kids in their immediate family, they looked the most alike, at least according to everyone else. They each had the same shade of chestnut brown hair that the rest of the family had, along with their bright blue eyes. But what made them look the most alike was probably their square jawlines and smiles, though Storm hadn't smiled much before he finally gave in and fell in love. The two of them were Montgomerys through and through, though. Most of the guys had big beards, though Wes tended to shave his when meeting with clients these days, and all of them had ink. Even his sisters had tons of ink, with Maya having more than almost anyone in the family. But considering she and their eldest brother Austin owned a tattoo shop called Montgomery Ink, that only made sense. And while Wes and Storm had the ink and even some of the piercings his family tended to lean toward, they didn't work in the family tattoo shop. Instead, they owned and operated Montgomery Incorporated, a construction company that their parents had started before handing the reins over. Wes ran the books and was pretty much the lead in charge at all times. Storm was the architect, and a god at figuring out how to make things work in a renovation or a new build. Over time, others had come into the company that their parents had created and slaved over. Now that he was in charge, the weight of that responsibility was never lost on Wes. "What the hell are you doing on-site in what looks to be your gear?" Wes demanded once Storm came closer. He didn't want to yell too loudly in case any of their workers were around,